attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. And out of the 14th chapter, I began reading at verse 21. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, beginning at verse 21, the Bible reads, "So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.' And the Lord said unto the servant, 'Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.' And the Lord said unto the servant, 'Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.'" Supporting scripture, Matthew 11 and 28. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or subject. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. I like where it just sort of closes it out. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to be prim and proper. You don't have to put it in any special kind of way. Lord, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for my trials. I thank you for my good days. I thank you for my bad days. I thank you for allowing me to get up this morning. I just want to say thank you. Anybody want to help me tell God thank you? It's just that simple. Lord, I want to thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to tell him thank you this morning. Old saints used to say, "Brother Allen, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord my God this morning." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Holmes, I like what you said earlier. We're going to be looking for you. I'm going to be looking for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That's my classmate. And I find myself thanking God for my friends and my classmates. And don't never think that you're better than somebody else because you don't walk the same walk they walk. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad to see him in the house this morning. Hallelujah. He's at home. He already got family here. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we need to let those on the outside know that it's all right to come on the inside. Sometimes we, as saints of God, we act like the church belongs to us. And if they hear us talk on the outside, you wonder, well, why did you go to church at all? There come a time you got to let that silly mess go. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about Jesus. It's not whether K, Jeter, Davis, or Allen preach. It's about the word of God. And the word of God declared that it will not go out void. For there's always somebody in need of the word. Anybody in here need the word this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is not by any of our merits that we are here this morning. We don't have a thing to boast, to brag, or to talk to others about to make them feel less than what we are. If we are saved, we are only saved by the grace and the mercies of God. And I'm thankful that God is such a merciful God, because one thing about God is that he is all-knowing. There's some things, I don't care how long you've been together, there's some things that you don't know about one another. But there is nothing that God don't know about you. Now, when you think about it like that, If there's nothing that God does not know about me, and yet he still blessed me, yet he still woke me up this morning, yet he still allows me to stand up on my feet right now, open up my mouth, and a sound come on the outside. And I don't use that as an opportunity to boast. I just want to tell him, thank you, William. Hallelujah. It could have been the other way. Every one of us in here, whether you're saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, or you're just still trying to find him, we're still under the watchful eyes of God. God, in his loving mercy, has allowed us another opportunity to be in this special place where we worship and praise a great God that has blessed us and has kept us even up to this very moment. It is amazing. I wrote here in my notes, because even as I speak, somewhere, somebody is taking their last breath right now. When I typed that last night, I knew that it's a reality. It's a reality. I may not know who or where, but every moment of a day, somebody's being born, somebody is dying, young and old alike. So that lets us know this morning that we don't have any time to waste. For as surely as we are yet counted amongst the living and above ground right now, we don't know what the next hour holds for us. I've grown to understand that more and more, that as the days pass by, when we hear of how children are shooting their parents and young people dying from violence and unnecessary evil, sickness and heartache or trouble on every hand, and it puts us, some of us, at a crossroad, and we are at that crossroad and we need to make a decision, but we are stalled and we are spinning our wheels and going nowhere. One reason is that we have become too indecisive. We are thinking more logically than spiritually. We like for it to make sense. But there are some things that when you deal with spirituality and when you deal with God, there are some things that will not make sense to you right then. And that's why it was said on one occasion that we'll understand it better by and by. There are some things that we don't understand. If you really was true and honest with yourself, can you really understand, why does God love me? Not your neighbor, not the one that's sitting behind you, but if you could answer why God loves you as an individual, then when you began to think about that love, you began to think about, well, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I've fallen short. I know that I made mistakes in my life, but yet I serve a God that loves me. And the thing that I love about God is that it's an unconditional love, and there's no strings attached to it. I don't have to turn somersaults. I don't have to fall out in the floor. All I have to do is just let God be God. And too many times we got our own agendas in our minds and we fail to allow God to move freely in our lives. If we would allow God to move freely in our lives, then when there comes a time that we got to make a decision, we will listen for the voice. How many of us really listen for the voice for direction? Most of us think that we already know where we're going, we know where we've been, and we got all of our minds already made up. But I find that even children have a mind of their own. My little cousin on yesterday, we were coming out of the house, and he said, I'm going on by myself. I said, well, where you going? He said, I'm going by myself. So he went on, he passed by the car, and he went out in the street, and he started walking down the road. I said, well, where are you going? don't know. I said, well, if you don't know where you're going, you got to know where you're going to know which direction to go. But when you got a 2-year-old child that got mind enough to say and is brave enough to walk out in the street and really, literally was going to walk wherever he thought that he could go. Of course, I would let him go, but so far. But just to see that his mind was strong enough, his will was strong enough that he already had it in his mind. If I got to go by myself, you need to come on. I'm ready to go. That's why we can learn from the children. Because a lot of times when it's time to go, we are not ready to go, but children are ready to go. When you put their little clothes on and you say we're going somewhere, they already got their mind made up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. But we drag along and we do things our own way. But I wonder if we ever really realize how good God has been to us. Then we wouldn't have a problem making the decision to follow God. When we began to think about this cloudy day, and sometimes some folks stay home because it's raining on the outside, but I thank God that I can get out in the rain. I thank God that I can see the cloud. I thank God that I know that it's not going to rain all way. There is going to be a sunshiny day again. That's why David said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We have to learn that we have to take it one day at a time. Lord, help me make it through the day. See, we worrying God about tomorrow and what we got to do next month. But Lord, if you can just help me make it through the day, if I wake up in the morning, then I'll start that process all over again. See, I found out that no matter what you might be dealing with, finances, physical health, spirituality, your well-being. Maybe you're even running blank and don't have a clue where you are, where you're going. Hello? We got any folk that's froze this morning? We're in this modern day of technology, and I find out that it is good sometimes, but sometimes it can be nerve-wracking. You can't make a machine do what that machine don't want to do. And if you don't have more knowledge than the machine got, you can't do nothing with it anyway. And some of us, don't you know you are a machine? Hallelujah. You got body parts that work. And if you don't put the right things in your machine ain't going to work right. Anybody hear what I'm saying this morning? There comes a time when you want that machine to rope that arm up and that arm just won't go up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And the Lord our God told us, just as plain and simple, we ought to offer our body as a living sacrifice unto him. So if we give ourselves unto him, we wouldn't put any and everything in this body of ours. This machine got to work. When I don't feel like going, the machine still got to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Last week, as the Spirit of God got so high, and I just was feeling good about Jesus. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. But don't you know that as bad as I felt better down on the inside than I felt on the outside, and what I felt on the inside made me forget about what was on the outside? Anybody ever had that to happen in your life? Somebody in here this morning is going through something. But as the man of God said, you got to go through if you want to see what's on the other end. You got to go through. You can't get there so far. I said, no, I'm scared. I can't go no farther. I'm going to turn around. Oh, no. I'm not going to turn around. I made up in my mind I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I made up in my mind if I have to go by myself, I'll just go on by myself. We have to learn that when we are going through trying times, you got to know that you're not in it all by yourself. When you are in the body of Christ, you got somebody that you got something and somebody that goes along with you as you go through. As you go through your journey, as you go through your treatment, you're not in there all by yourself. Sometimes they take you in the room and they close the door and it looked like nobody in there but you and all of the machines. But hallelujah, how many of you know that Jesus, the Savior, is right in there? The Holy Spirit is right in there. The Father is watching over you every step of the way. And I don't care what nobody say, they can't do nothing with Jesus. When God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. When the man said, no, you can't go no farther. This is a restricted area. You can't restrict my God. You may keep my family out, but you can't keep my God out. You go ahead and close the door, but I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. Oh, y'all don't want to have no church this morning. I just said, well, go in there and put my suit on and go on back up the road. When we come to God's house for the word, we ought to be patient enough to wait on the word. And then we ought to receive what God is sending to us. When I need help, I got to know where my help come from. David said, I will look up to the hill from which coming my help. Because where did my help come from? All right. I know you know something in here. You got to know where your help come from. Folk can't do for you what God can do. Folk won't do for you what God will do. Hallelujah, Jesus. But when you know where your help comes from, then when you get lonely, when you get weak, that help steps back in and lets you know that, no, you don't have to worry about being lonely. I'm going to continue to walk with you. Remember, I promised you that I would go with you all the way. I'd go with you even to the end of the world. Don't you know I promised you that I'll never leave you? Don't you know I said I'll never forsake you? Even though sometimes you don't do everything I want you to do. You are my child. I made you from the dust of the ground. And I know that you've been going through in your life, but I don't want you to give up in despair. I want you to hold on and hold out. I want you to trust God with your all in all and know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to make a choice this morning to love God for yourself. I tried to preach that thing last week, but it had jumped all over me before I knew it. But I had already made my choice that I'm going to love God. I'm going to love him with all that I got. And I feel just like Joshua this morning because I made up in my mind that me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to use the words of Jesus right now. Jesus said we ought to be about our Father's business. Oh, glory. About our Father's business. Not yours. But my Father's business. See, we're about everybody else's business. And we're not doing what God told us to do. But if I could just handle what God gave me to handle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything will be all right. Oh, I feel my help this morning. Because God promised never to leave me. And it seemed like every time I start talking about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, I can't hold my peace. I can't keep still because something just keep on moving all over me every now and again. It gets all in my head and I begin to thank my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you something. We got to come to a place where we are devoted to God. We got to come to a place where we are committed to the service of God. Hallelujah. When I think about this, I find that there's much work to be done in the vineyard. But the Bible teaches us that where much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. Stop right there, Kate. Help somebody right quick. We always praying and asking God for this, that, and the other. Well, now you better be careful what you ask for. Because when you ask God for something and God blesses you with it, then you're going to be responsible for it. Where much is given, much is required. When you begin to look at the blessings that go all around you, there are going to be some conditions in holding on to those blessings. You got to do what God say do. Not your way, but God's way is the best way.
then we got to understand that when we talk about working for God, look at your blessings. When you look at your blessings and you match them up against your work, come on, somebody. I need to find the workers in the house now. Faith without works is dead, so said the Lord our God. So now when you began to think, how many of you feel like you're blessed this morning? All the blessed folk ought to show some kind of sign. Are you really blessed? Are you really blessed? Good. Now, all you blessed folk, show me some of your work that you've done for the Lord and my God. Because if you're blessed by the best, you don't mind allowing the Lord to use you. You don't mind telling God that every time I get a chance, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to go into the house of the Lord my God. I found out this morning that you got to stop putting things on the back burner. Now, when you got things on the back burner, how many of you know that sometimes, whether you're ready or not, they'll come off the back burner? I didn't move it. I wasn't ready for it. But here it is right here in my face. And it'll come off the back burner and corner you off. And now, whether you want to or not, you got to respond. You got to address that situation. Anybody got a problem in your life that you put it off until tomorrow? Say, I don't want to deal with this today. You look at the caller ID. Look at the name there. I don't want to deal with that today. Come on. So now, when we began to put things off, who began to take our very lives for granted. Paul tells us here, we then as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So those of you that are putting it on the back burner, Paul is telling you not to take God's blessing in vain. Don't ignore an opportunity to be in fellowship with him. When you look at Jesus' teachings in the text, Jesus tells us that whenever you feel like you're on the outside, don't worry about being on the outside. For Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When you come to this point, you get an opportunity to rest from your labors. If you take God up on his offer, you got to be willing to go in and respond to the invitation. God is going to give you an invitation this morning, and you got to make up in your mind, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. You got to make it up in your mind this morning that I'm going to serve God with all of my heart and with all of my soul. I stop by to tell somebody that Jesus got a standing invitation. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Anybody want to come to Jesus? All you got to do is get up off that stool and tell the Lord, here I am. Here I am. I need you to see about me. I need you to search my heart. If there's anything in there that you don't like, move it right now in the name of Jesus. I want to let you know that when you're going to have a big occasion, somebody got to make some preparations. Somebody got to lay the groundwork. And I stopped by to tell somebody that there had been a great big feast made. There's going to be a feast made, and everybody's invited to the supper. But I want to know this morning, I don't care what your appetite is. I don't care what you like or dislike. But I got time now. I want to prepare a big supper, and I want everybody to come. I'm going to send out an invitation. Well, when we look in our text this morning, the Bible says that there was a certain man that had a great supper, and he bade many to come into the supper. But I heard that when it was time for the supper, don't you know, in that day and time, the same as it is in our day and time, when you get invited to a party, when you get invited to a banquet, you have to RSVP. Let them know whether you're coming or not coming. But a lot of us, we'll lay it on the nightstand. Said, I'll look at it after a while. After a while, the date has already creeped up on you. It's already time to be where it is that you're supposed to be. Here it is, the very day of the occasion. And now you realize you got something else to do. Well, the Lord God told me to stop by Fowl's Chapel and let Fowl's Chapel know this morning that there had been a feast spread. We are all invited to come. But God want to know this morning what's going to be your excuse. Because I found out in the house of God, when it comes to family matters, we are running and fast in a hurry. When it comes to personal matters, we are running and fast in a hurry. When it comes to taking care of business transactions, and we know that we're going to come out on top. We can't wait to get where we're going. But when it comes to coming to God's house, we always got an excuse. I would come, but I got this to do. I would come, but my granddaughter's sick. I would come, but I got to go over yonder. I made a promise to somebody else. Well, I want to know this morning, when you got my invitation, if you could not come, all you had to say is, I cannot come. And I would not have been looking for you. But think about this thing. Oh, my Pearl, been in the kitchen all day long. Been cooking all night long. Looking for a whole lot of folk to come. But when it's time to go to the dinner, there's somebody got to go to Thomasville. Somebody got to go to Winston-Salem. Somebody got to go and check on somebody else. And they just cannot make it to the party. But I want to let you know, Sister Pearl, don't go in vain. Don't cry your eyes out. But send Junebug out somewhere. Tell Junebug to go out to the highway. Go out in the byway. And compel the people of God. See, Miss Pearl, you got that kind of spirit. Just like the spirit of the Lord our God. I don't care who you bring. They can be lame. They can be crippled. But if they're hungry, I got a little food for them to eat. I want to let you know that when this man of God realized that they were making all kinds of excuses, I bought a little piece of land and I need to go check it out. That is a feeble excuse. Some said I bought 5 oxen and I got to go check them out. That's a feeble excuse. Another one said, I just got married. Well, leave your honey baby at home and go do what God told you to do. And then you can come back and do what the Lord say do. But I want to know, if I can't find nobody to come into the house, if I can't find nobody that will do what I want them to do. The Bible said that the master got angry. He began to get angry, got wind in his jaw. Said, go out and get somebody, because I want the house to be full. For this is the house of the mighty God. And even though all of those that have already come in, there's still some room. Slide over. Let somebody in. I want to let somebody know that it does not matter where you come from, but whosoever will, let him come. Whether you're white, black, yellow, green, or purple, let him come. Whether you're broke or loaded with money, let him come. Whosoever will. Don't you know this morning that you are one of the whosoever's? And I thank God that I was a whosoever. I heard God said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Whosoever will, let him come. whosoever will.